from leave.eu. A lump of coal in your stocking from Messrs Cameron and Tusk. If you thought the Prime Minister's renegotiation looked like another classic Euro fudge before he started exchanging letters with Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, then you cannot be in any doubt about it now. Unfortunately for us, this fudge is a bittersweet confection that leaves a sour aftertaste and is very hard to stomach. Pass the Rennies, please. The Prime Minister had asked Donald Tusk to acknowledge that the EU has more than one currency. Why not more than one language as well, for all the difference it makes? Mr. Tusk wrote that Brussels is looking at the possibility of creating some mechanism of the non-euro states to, quote, raise concerns and have them heard. Very generous. But there was a caveat when he also said, without this turning into a veto right, end quote. Something that is nothing. The Prime Minister had asked Donald Tusk to make the EU more competitive. Mr. Tusk could not object to this. Who would? And wrote that everybody agrees on the need for better regulation. Indeed, Brussels has already launched its own better regulation programme, although this has been criticised as an attempt by the unelected European Commission to grab power from the more democratic bits of the EU. It's just a bit more meaningless waffle. The Prime Minister had asked Donald Tusk about an opt-out from ever closer union. Mr. Tusk tried to sound sympathetic, writing that there was already wide agreement that allows for various paths of integration for different countries. He forgot to say that all those paths still lead to the same destination, or explain why the European Court of Justice has cited the spirit of ever closer union in more than 500 judgments anyway. Finally, the Prime Minister asked Tusk for some restrictions on in-work migrant benefits. Here, Mr. Tusk began to set the stage for the choreographed bang-the-table row, which former Cabinet Minister Andrew Lansley promised EU supporters back in April, to make voters think the Prime Minister was fighting for a good deal. Mr. Tusk wrote that there was a lack of consensus, warning elsewhere about all sorts of legal problems and treaty rules. Expect a compromise after a hard-fought negotiations late into the night. The truth is, these benefits cost a lot less than the near £20 billion we put into Brussels coffers every year, and the Prime Minister won't do anything about that. These legal problems and treaty rules, they didn't mean much to the EU when it wanted to save its pet euro currency during the financial crisis. We violated all the rules because we wanted to close ranks and really rescue the eurozone, boasted Christine Lagarde at the time. None of this feeble stuff touches the supremacy of EU law over our elected parliament and common law courts. The borders stay open. The power to strike trade deals with countries outside the EU remains lost. Our farm policy and fishing waters remain under Brussels' shockingly poor management. We don't get back our independent vote on global bodies like the World Trade Organization, the true top tables of the 21st century, forced instead to accept EU common positions that don't always suit us. Did you know Britain is left in a voting minority on the European Council more often than any other EU member? I'm confident the British public will not be taken in by Cameron's staged row or impressed with his renegotiation fudge. And to emphasise this point, leave.eu has launched the Great British Fudge Off to make sure Cameron realises we know what he's up to. Visit the website and find out why it's a fudge and how supporters like you and your friends can send a mountain of actual fudge direct to Downing Street. With your help, he'll have some humble pie to eat after the referendum too. Aaron Banks, co-founder of leave.eu.